Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with the illustrious...
What is your name?
Jeffrey Snover. I knew it. It was right.
So I almost said Mark Zinovich,
and then self-corrected. Uh-huh. So that was like an ML sort of thing. Immediately corrected my brain into doing. Have you seen Westworld? This show is just really wonderful.
Good?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. We're off track already. So Jeffrey, tell me, Azure Stack.
Yeah, Azure Stack.
This thing is just awesome.
Right? It is.
So like, tell me a little bit about what's going on, where we are with Azure Stack, and what the latest information is here.
Yeah, okay, so we shipped TP2 a little bit ago, and we've been doing updates on that.
Okay.
And that's going very well. You know, we're getting our engineering processes down, our quality processes down.
Right.
Now it's all focused in on getting TP3 out the door, and then GA later on this year.
It's like tunnel vision to GA.
Yeah.
Go, go, go.
Yep. Yeah, and so that's where I'm spending all my time these days.
Cool, A lot of customers that I talk to are super excited about it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've heard you say a few times, and I didn't quite understand it, so that's why I thought we'd have this show.
No surprises there.
Yeah, because I spend most of my time in the public cloud where the real action is.
Let me get my crayons.
Oh. talking about Azure Stack like it's a SAN.
Yeah.
So, like, tell me a little bit what that means to you and sort of what that means to customers.
Yeah, so people are, trying to help people get Azure Stack in focus.
Yeah.
Azure Stack's not like the traditional things that we've sold them before. Often when I've talked to customers, I'm talking to them about Windows Server.
Yes.
Right? And so they're used to when they're talking about me, they understand that model. Okay, great. Jeffrey, I'm going to go to this vendor and I'm going to take their catalog. I'm going to spend a couple weeks with their catalog.
Yeah.
Which components do I want?
Right.
How am I going to stitch them together? And then I take your software and I install it on it, and then I take this other software that I like and these policies and I craft this solution. Azure Stack's not that.
I see.
Right?
I see.
Azure Stack's more like an appliance, like a storage area network.
Yes.
So now think about the difference between a storage area network. A SAN, guess what's in a SAN? General purpose computer running a general purpose operating system.
With a bunch of disks.
With a bunch of disks, right? And so what do you do as a customer?
And a plug.
As a customer, what you do is you say, hey, which vendor do I want and what capacity do I want?
That's right.
And you roll it in and you plug it in and you run through the startup.
Right.
But then you don't go in and start managing the OS.
You're not installing random stuff on there and you're not like, oh, if I want those disks, I'll go and do something else with them in the meantime, right? No.
No, you don't do any
Correct.
Of that. You have an experience of storage and you have a storage admin.
Right.
But then you just have users using storage.
That's right.
So that's the way you want to think about Azure Stack.
Yeah.
So you've got a group of developers that you want to empower and give them a great environment where they can do their best work.
Right.
Whether you're a business development owner, kind of LOB owner, or you're an IT pro staff.
With all the goals of like cloud-based agility, cloud-based scale out, and so on and so forth. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. All the benefits that we've talked about Azure Stack before, cloud consistency with Azure, all that wonderfulness, and hybrid, all that stuff. You want to empower your developers to do that?
That's what they need to focus on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What you do is you say, okay, which vendor do I want to go with?
Yeah.
And how much capacity do I want to have?
Yeah.
You then write a check, get one of those things, you'll plug it in. We do this multi-machine integrated installation for you.
Mm.
And when you're done, it's sealed.
It's like set up and then run.
Set up and run. You'll go and you'll have some integration tasks, so you'll do those things just as you would with a SAN, integrate with your identity system, et cetera.
Right.
And then just as you'd have like a SAN admin, you'll have an Azure Stack admin.
That's right.
But they've got
a management UX and all these things, right? Yeah.
Yep.
But you're not logging into each box.
You're not allowed to log into each box.
It's not even allowed.
Not allowed to log into each box. Each one of the hosts, like the physical hosts, they are what I call a sealed host.
Mm.
Only software that runs on that is our software.
I'd find a way, but I think.
No.
Actually, quite confidently, I would not.
I'll bet you Lee Holmes' job you can. He's our security architect, and he's just doing a fantastic job. It's one of the things I'm most excited about Azure Stack is because we know all the components of the system.
You can secure it.
We know exactly what should be on there and who they should talk to, and then they shouldn't be talking to anybody else.
It's no different than that's exactly what the public cloud gives you, right? This is where in the public cloud we can get this a really high level of security because we've got that same level of we know every single thing that should be there, right? And we own it and we wrote it, or it's a driver or what have you, right? And so it's really lock down control. And you're saying that Azure Stack gives that same level of promise to customers.
Exactly. So it's sort of, you should think of it like a, you think of a SAN like an appliance, you should think of Azure Stack like an appliance. You just plug it in and you use it. And then allows the customer to focus in on the thing that drives their business forward. Like I like to ask people like, hey, are you, if you figure out a vendor's hardware catalog better than your competitors, does that really move your business forward?
Is that really where you're investing in your people? Yeah. Now, have you thought, because you said a couple times you sort of just plug it in and go, have you thought about using the plug it in tagline for your advertisements?
I have not.
Well, this is something I think we should talk about. Plug it in, plug it in. You know what I'm talking about? It's probably a trademark violation. We're probably going to get sued.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. That's like the scent, right? You plug it in and it makes a nice scent.
You watch more TV than I do.
This is like 10 years ago. This is... Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have to retake this. This is just not working. You know what we're going to do? We're going to use computer graphics and just put me in with computer graphics. I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, great. So... Yeah. That's super cool. So I mean, I guess the, you know, if I, let me get to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
The benefits that you get from that, you secure the system, right? Mm-hmm. It's a higher level of security and control, which gives you similar sort of trust that you get from the public cloud. It basically takes away all of that pain that you've had in the past of managing each individual host and figuring out how you're going to organize the sort of the deployment across those hosts and blah, blah, blah. But with that means you also don't have the freedom to just do whatever you want with those servers, right?
Exactly.
And so this is, you know, that's the trade-off, right? And it, you know, you can't have both.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Yeah. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, well, I'll put my security agent on there. No, we'll take care of the security in
that's
the
right.
system.
Tell us the configuration, what you want, and we'll do whatever, right? But based on the configuration options we have, but you can't just go in and take it over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's sort of like it's sort of like Tors in that regard.
You
want,
exactly correct. You know, that's another thing. Yeah. You know, what is a Tor? And a Tor is a general purpose computer with lots of ports.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're running general purpose operating systems on those things.
Yeah, that's right.
As we're doing in Azure, right?
That's right.
Linux running on your switches.
Tours, exactly, switches. Yep.
Yeah. So. But again, you don't go in there.
You're not
and
going
start
in and installing stuff, right? We don't do that.
Host,
yeah.
Well,
sometimes we do. Right.
You shouldn't.
Well.
Yeah, but it's a good model, and it delivers more value to the customer. Lets them focus in on the things that they focus.
That's right.
They do best.
Well, I'm excited for this puppy to ship.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing this hit the markets, and this is later this year.
Yeah, that's correct. And by the way, so you know, it won't be for everybody, but if you're the guy that really, you know, you're the special unicorn that really delivers business value because of differentiated infrastructure management,
then
this isn't for you.
Yeah.
And we have got great virtualization solutions.
Windows Server Platform, Data Center, et cetera. Yeah,
exactly. System Center, Windows Server 2016, rockstar stuff.
Great stuff.
That's where you want to go.
Cool. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
And thank you for talking to me a little bit and actually clarifying this thing that I didn't quite understand, which again,
Didn't even have to use the crayons. That's pretty good.
It is good.
This time.
If you have
or the hand puppets.
Me, if you have questions for me, we've used those hand puppets a lot. Or Jeffrey, please, please don't ask them because then we'll see answers from Jeffrey. No, please ask them on Twitter. You can obviously hit us on our handles, but also you can ask on Azure TWC. And so it's been great talking with you. And it's been great talking about Azure Stack, and I hope you enjoyed this edition of Tuesdays with Corey. We will see you around, and have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday.
God. Yes. Why do we agree to this?
You gotta do the PowerShell gang sign.
No.
Nice.
Prompt. Come on, gang sign.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Ready when you gentlemen are. If you give me a clap, we're all good.
I'm sorry, we're busy.
Hashtag.
Backwards up.
Okay.
What's this? Nice fleece little thing down there?
Yeah, a little fleece. Well, you know, it's great.
Whoa!
Just perfect.
It's not for warmth. It's just absolutely like, perfect for us. It's a cell phone holder.
It's a cell phone holder. It absolutely is.
So you call it a fleece, but
it's awesome. Oh, but I also got my knife and flashlight.
I don't want to.
Easy.
All right,
it's
all right.
An obstacle thing.
So I'm gonna just start off by saying yo, yo,
yo,
yo,
yo, yo,
yo, yo.
Are we starting?
Oh, yo, yo. I think he's recording this whole time.
Oh,
is that good? This is.
We're done. I think that's it. I think we got it.
This is golden.
Did we ever film that up? I know, that was so amazing. Oh yeah, that is so offensive. All right.
Can you give me a clap, please?